Well, we end up the week Friday the 13th, but it seems very calm on the markets. And to talk about that and a lot more, Mark Myers of Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Yes, it is that Friday the 13th, and hopefully we keep it a very nice, quiet Friday the 13th on the markets. And there is not a whole lot of news out there, but we did see the markets yesterday drop about 25 points, so it wasn't a big mover. Most economists, most market movers out there are holding their breath for next week. They're waiting on the Federal Reserve meeting, whereas a lot of people are expecting the Federal Reserve to stop buying bonds off the market, which everyone calls tapering. And if the Fed stops buying bonds off the market, a lot of people are wondering how that is going to affect interest rates. Interest rates have already moved up some in the last few weeks in anticipation of this. And a lot of people are expecting interest rates to move up even further after the Fed does this. But there's a lot of debate on that, so we'll just have to wait and see on what's going on there. Now, as far as individual company news out there, we did hear from Simmons First Bank. The judge approved their buyout of a bankrupt bank. Metropolitan National Bank of Little Rock went bankrupt, and Simmons won the bidding process on that. They paid a little over $53 million for that bank. Now, that move will grow Simmons First National Bank assets by nearly 50%, taking it from a $1.9 billion in assets to nearly $3 billion in assets. So it's good to see that bank growing. Now, some big news out there, what a lot of people are talking about, is two different IPOs that are expected to come to the market in the next couple of weeks or so. And one is Hilton Worldwide. Hilton is the owner of the hotel chains and resorts. They also have some timeshare properties. They have a little over 4,000 different properties, and this is a company that's been around since 1919, and they have filed to go public. This is a company that was public, actually, before, and then they ended up going private back in 2007, so now they are going public again. Now, one company that a lot of people are talking about is Twitter. That company has filed to become public. They just filed last night. Nobody knows what the value is worth. A lot of people are saying they think it'll be worth around $10 to $20 billion when they hit the market. A lot of money for a company that all you have to do is type in 140 characters or less on. Now, we did hear from a couple of companies on earnings. One we heard from United Natural Foods. They reported net income grew by 28% in the fourth quarter. Now, this is a company that distributes natural, organic, and specialty foods and products. They also saw the revenue rise 22% for the quarter, and their net income was 65 cents a share. Most analysts were looking for 61 cents a share. That stock is up about 6%. Now, we also heard from Kroger, which is the biggest U.S. supermarket operator in the United States. They reported a quarterly profit that was stronger than most analysts were looking for, and that stock is up about 3% on that news. So as far as overall, it looks like this market is going to be up this morning. It looks like we're going to open up about 40 to 50 points on the plus side.
All right, sir. Well, Mark, again, be safe out there, being the 13th. You never know.
Yes. Be interested. Could be an interesting day.
There you go.
Take care.
But they always are, it seemed like.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, have you tried that Twitter yet?
Well, what is that thing? How do you make that work?
The thing where you have to type in 140 characters or less, and people communicate back and forth with that.
Well, you know, we have, and so many radio stations are using that. They can get immediate. Bobby on our sports report gets comments right and left on that, and it's so quick.
Yeah. A lot of people are using it for a big news feed.
Well,
so it could be interesting to see where this thing goes.
We're going to watch it, man. Thank you.
Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Always up to date on whatever's going on. And again, you can visit with him here in town, 820 South 21st Street, or call him at 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email him at mmyers@sternag.com.